And to think that just 3 months ago, people were in the Sea of Galilee and other places just baptizing people and celebrating just how important Israel is in our history and to the Christian faith, and seeing the footage in Jerusalem and just 3 months ago, and as you said, Graham, how quickly that changes, how suddenly the world has changed. And I just find, like many of you, our hearts are just breaking for the suffering that's going on in the world right now, and frankly astounded at man's capacity for evil in the world. And it makes it hard to know how to pray. As we've gathered a number of times during this week, people have said, I just don't know how to pray in a time like this. Jesus actually gave us some clues about that. Jesus described a season of war and suffering, and he said, this is before the end times. It's not the end, so we're not talking about Jesus coming this week, but he said, before the end comes, he said, there are things that would take place, and that during those really difficult times, what we should pray for is God's mercy on us in the suffering, and that we should pray for endurance, because this suffering is going to happen. In fact, Jesus said it must happen. And as I think about church membership and I think about baptism and what are we actually celebrating today, I think it's really important for churches to understand the times that we live in and that we pay attention to the kingdom of God, and we use the phrase that we are God's kingdom people, we are a kingdom people, what that means in the world in the days that we live in, so that we can actually be prepared to endure as Jesus told us we would need to do. Now, I'm not one that spends a lot of time trying to figure out the mysteries of the book of Daniel and Revelation and when will Jesus come back. That's not where I live. Jesus told us that no one knows that except the Father. And so what I'm about to say is not about the return of Christ, the timing of that. That's not what I'm talking about. But what Jesus did say when people asked him about that, he says, when the disciples said, when is this going to happen? He said, well, can't tell you that, but here's what I want you to know. When you ask that question, here's what's important. And he said, there are some really tangible things that would happen. And these things are not full of symbolism. It's language that Jesus gave us that we can understand, which ended in some really practical words of advice. And it seems that Jesus actually wants us to pay attention to global events, to be able to read the times, the seasons, so that we could be prepared. And one of the phrases Jesus used in this context was to learn the lesson of the fig tree. Learn the lesson of the fig tree. In Matthew 24, Jesus spoke about something called early labor pains. The early pains, which are an indication that we're getting close to the end, but he said very clearly it's not the end. And he said that early labor pains, he compared that to the budding of a fig tree in the spring. And what he said was, when you see the leaves budding on a fig tree, you know that the seasons are changing. There is a changing of seasons going on. And in the changing of seasons, Jesus said, we should expect a number of things. And again, he called these birth pains, early labor, if you will. And the things that he included in these were wars and rumors of wars, nation rising up against nation. And I want you to notice here that it's not just countries that are defined by borders rising up against other countries defined by borders. It's nations. It's people groups. Nations go beyond borders. So wars, rumors of wars, nation against nations. And then he said kingdom against kingdoms, spiritual kingdoms. That for God's kingdom people to recognize that when these labor pains are happening, there is a spiritual battle of spiritual kingdoms. The kingdom of God and the kingdom of this world, the kingdom of Satan, are in conflict, and we can recognize the signs of these. And then he said, you will also see famines and earthquakes in various places. And as alarming as all of this sounds, especially as we look at the news today, as alarming as all of this sounds, Jesus says, hey, this is just the early labor pains. In Matthew 24, verse 6, he said, see that you are not alarmed, for this must take place, but it is not the end. We're not talking about the end. We're talking about how does the church prepare? And we can see evidence of all of these things taking place in the world today. And according to Jesus, we should pay attention. We should pay attention to the changing of seasons that's happening. Because when the changing of seasons happens, we need to be prepared for what's coming. And so paying attention to these global events, it's not about trying to predict the time of Jesus' return. That's not what we're talking about. Paying attention to these global events is part of what I think Jesus would call just good stewardship of the local church. That we're actually preparing the local church for what's coming. And Jesus said in verse 28, all these things are but the beginning of birth pains. And so there is this consensus that what we are witnessing in the world is just the beginning. But as you know, through labor, the birth pains get stronger as the birth becomes more imminent. And if we are correct in thinking that we are in the beginning of birth pains, if we are reading the season change correctly, then what should we expect going forward, and how can the church prepare? Jesus, at this point, he says, if these things are all happening, he says, then you need to be prepared for what's coming next. And he says, there are four things we should expect when the early birth pains are upon us. There's four things to expect. And to me, these become four reasons that the church is so important today. Number one, Jesus said that Christians will be hated by all nations and even killed. Well, today, Christians are hated and killed in some nations, but not in every nation. Our nation is not pursuing Christians to the point of death, but we certainly have lost our favored status in the past few decades. And in most recent years, even our scripture, our biblically held beliefs are being challenged as criminal offenses in our own country. And according to Jesus, it will get worse. Be prepared is his message. And I believe that it's the fellowship and the encouragement of the local church being in relationship with one another that gives us strength when we face this season of opposition. We actually need each other to stand with courage in the face of a world that is becoming increasingly antagonistic towards the church. Now, the call to follow Jesus has always been a call to lay down our lives and follow Jesus. And what I'm saying there is that a half-hearted commitment to following Jesus that simply will not survive the hardship, the conditions that Jesus said is coming. The church must return to a fully formed, fully committed following of Christ. And when we fail to hold each other accountable, when we fail to hold each other accountable to a life that is fully surrendered to Christ, we make ourselves vulnerable to what is coming. Baptism declares our position. We have died to self. We have risen with Christ to new life, to kingdom life. And without this high calling of dying to self, without a high calling of discipleship, the second thing that Jesus spoke of will happen. He said that many in the church will fall away and turn against one another. Boy, we saw this with the COVID pandemic. Between the masks and the vaccines, many in the church fell away, and many turned against one another. And without a biblical understanding that this is actually a kingdom rising against a kingdom, that this is actually a spiritual battle going on. Without an appreciation for what's going on, we can get drawn into these local battles, these divisive battles. And the local church of Christ needs to teach a kingdom perspective of life, a kingdom perspective of world events. We need to understand the spiritual battles that are going on around us, and Jesus warns us ahead of time that the spirit of division will come into the church, that many will leave, many will turn against one another, but a kingdom people will not get drawn into these divisive battles. And so we need to proclaim clearly the spiritual kingdom of whose kingdom we are citizens. The third thing Jesus said would happen is that many false teachers will lead many astray. Boy, we're seeing this too, aren't we? Many teachers, many churches, reinterpreting scripture for the modern age, for the modern palate, for what we are able to digest or put up with. Whether it's a political bias, whether it's a prosperity gospel, whether it's gender identity, whether it's the institution of marriage, many false teachers are leading many astray in the church. And we need the local church to stand up and guard truth. And this is the role of the elders in the church, to guide and to guard. To guide the church toward her God-given mission of proclaiming the kingdom that's fighting in this spiritual battle, and to guard the truth about that kingdom. False teachers are nothing new in the church. The New Testament church dealt with many false teachers. The Apostle Paul gave this charge to Timothy, and I actually have this verse written on the whiteboard in my office, and it's one of my own personal calls to vigilance in this area from 1 Timothy 4. It says, "Watch your life and doctrine closely. Persevere in them. And if you do, you will save both yourself and your hearers." The local church must watch our life and doctrine closely in these days. The fourth thing that Jesus said would happen in Matthew 24, verse 14, he said, "The gospel of the kingdom will be proclaimed throughout all the world as a testimony to all the nations. And then, after all these things, then finally the end will come." And this is the part that gives me personally a sense of urgency, that in the midst of the increasing pressures upon the church, that we don't close up and only protect ourselves, guard ourselves against the dangers that are coming against us. But in the midst of all this, that is the time to proclaim the gospel of the kingdom. That we will baptize men and women and children, and we'll call them to live as kingdom people. And that we will guard the truth of Scripture, that we will stand against the pressures of this season as it changes. And that as hard as this might get, that we would do this together. And all the while, we will worship together, we'll raise our children together and our grandchildren, we'll encourage one another, we'll care for our seniors, we'll pray for our youth, we'll eat meals together in our homes. And like the angels in heaven who rejoice every time someone becomes a follower of Christ, we'll throw a little party to celebrate every time people are baptized at Mountain Park. This is what membership should be about for the church. And this is what membership is about at Mountain Park, that we are God's kingdom people. And that means something very important as the seasons change.